Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a chance for showers this evening, as I understand it. And then tomorrow, it's going to be a lot cooler than it is today, and that's going to last into Halloween, so we can get ready for that and enjoy it. And between now and then, you can try to remember where it is that you put that jacket that you haven't seen in quite some time. Stephen Cates joins us, Bankrate financial analyst, talk about a recent inflation report, rather. How you doing, Stephen? Good morning.
Well, you could call it a reflation report because it is going up.
Maybe we just coined a new phrase, reflation.
I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, we had some falling inflation last year, and we are reinflating upward. To give everybody a little bit of a summary, we saw inflation rise month over month by 0.3%. That was less than expected, but it still was enough to push the annual inflation for September over 3%. And that is a bit of a demarcation line.
And I think we need to distinguish between inflation and prices, right? Because the prices go up, but they don't come down. But the inflation rate either can go up or stay flat. But if the inflation rate stays flat, that means the prices are staying where they are, if you can understand what I'm trying to ask in my own clumsy way. But if the inflation goes up, then the prices are going up again, and they're not likely to come down. Accurate?
Correct. Okay. Yeah. So, well, you know, people often, you know, might say, hey, but, you know, my flat screen TVs, they're a whole lot less expensive than they were 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's true. But on a whole, you know, we're seeing prices levels really just go in one direction. And so what we're seeing today is that, you know, annually since September of 2024, prices have risen on average by 3%. And that's obviously a lot higher than what the Federal Reserve targets at 2%. We're really not expecting to be anywhere close to that 2% for a couple of years.
You know, it's funny you should say that because I was making my way from the pharmaceutical area to the through the sporting goods section, past the electronics into the grocery part of the big box store. And I was thinking the other day, if only you could eat big screen TVs, because they are coming down in price like crazy. But you can't eat them, so really, I guess you can watch TV and maybe hope that it assuages your hunger a little?
A little bit. Although those food commercials on Sundays doesn't help me.
No, they don't. They make it even worse. Tell me why this is happening, do you think?
Well, I mean, there's a variety of reasons. I mean, this report was actually cooler than expected, which is certainly good news. It's always nice to get one that is not as high as everyone thought it was going to be. But it was still enough to obviously push us, you know, over to this 3%. We've been pushing towards that for many, many months now. Overall, you know, when we take a look at, you know, even the last 6 months or so, you know, we're seeing impacts in a variety of things. We're seeing impacts from tariffs to a small extent. You know, so goods prices have been rising. We've been seeing services costs also rising, medical services costs. You know, shelter is a major factor within the overall inflation rate. For shelter inflation, that includes both rent and you know, prices of homes. That is starting to wane, and that's a good thing. You know, that's the biggest reason that we actually saw this go up by less than expected, is that we had shelter costs actually be relatively tame.
Could that be because
month increase?
Could that be because? I'm sorry to interrupt. Could that be because people are hurting and can't afford to pay higher rents or?
That's true. Yes. So you know that's the thing is we're seeing rent costs while grow at a far slower rate than they have been in years. We're seeing the same thing with housing. Housing prices, while going up, are going up at a much, much slower rate, to the point where even, you know, many metro areas, many formerly hot metro areas, we're seeing price decreases in some of those. Now, that isn't representative nationally, but, you know, those major areas, whether it's Austin, Texas, or San Francisco, you know, areas in Florida that were formerly very hot, you know, high areas where there was a lot of building, where a lot of people moved in the pandemic, you know, those are starting to slow. And in some cases, prices are falling on average in some of those areas.
So when it comes to food, do you break the food down into different categories of proteins or vegetables or those kind of things? Or do you just take like a grocery store index or something?
So a little bit of both. You can look at these, you know, in respective categories. But what we know is that, you know, food inflation overall is up about 3.1% annually. Now, one of the components of that, you've got groceries, you've also got restaurants, food away from home. Those are growing at slower rates, or different rates, I should say. Food at home is growing at about 2.7%, so less than 3. And we've got subcomponents of that. You look at something like meats, fish, poultry, those are growing very quickly, over 5% annually, while other things like fruits and vegetables at a much slower rate. Restaurant costs, those are growing well above inflation, nearly 4%. So those are things that people are going to notice when they go to the grocery store, but they're also still readily doing. Obviously, going to the grocery store, but also restaurants. And so one of the factors here is that there's still very high demand, although it's from a decreasing portion of the U.S. The highest income earners, top 25, even top 10%, they're driving much of the demand in the economy. And that's not letting up. We're seeing that be continually strong. But that persistent demand is one of the reasons that, you know, there is still some rising prices in some of these categories.
So let me take a break. You can help me when we come back to make sure I don't hurt myself, but it would seem as though we're talking about disparity of wealth there and that people that are of means can afford stuff, so as a result, they're competing for it, and that's driving up the price, which makes it even less affordable for people that are not of means. But we'll see if I'm making stuff up or not. Stephen Cates, our guest, Bankrate financial analyst. A little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. We'll see if I hurt myself when we come back. 620 Traffic Now, WWL. 625 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about inflation with Stephen Cates, Bankrate financial analyst. To recap, Stephen, the CPI was available even though the government was shut down, or am I making that up?
You are correct. And actually, there's one specific reason why we got the Consumer Price Index report and none of the others. Every year, the government has a responsibility to calculate what the Social Security cost of living adjustment is going to be for the following year. And we need the September CPI report. And that's the only reason we got it. We will not get one in October. It seems, whether the government actually opens up or not, because they never collected any data this month.
So for those
we're
receiving,
unlikely to get another one for a while.
I'm sorry, for those receiving Social Security, inflation's in a way a good thing. That's 3.0% because it means they'll get a raise or not.
So they will get a raise, but they actually are going to get a raise of 2.8%, which is for the average Social Security recipient, somebody getting about a little more than $2,000 per month in 2025, they're going to get an extra $56 per month.
Well, I don't think they're going to Europe on that, are they?
They're not going to go to Europe on that. It's not a lot. And the thing that is still unknown and is going to probably make that even less impactful is Medicare premiums are likely to increase. We won't know what that number is until November.
So I talked earlier before the break about those with means still chasing goods, which means maybe, and I would think that if there's a lot of demand on a limited supply, that's going to drive the price up. which means it's even more inaffordable for people that are not of means. Am I making any sense there, or just making stuff up?
No, you're dead on, and that actually is one of the reasons that services, you think about, you know, whether it's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Flights. You know, whether it's going and getting some procedure done, you know, for medical services, those things are being driven in a big way by high demand. So whether it's something like going out to a high-end restaurant, travel, even, you know, high-end new cars, you know, high demand for those things from people who on average are a little bit wealthier, those are pushing prices up. Those are some of the things that we're seeing a lot of that demand produce, and you know, there really isn't any sort of end in sight for some of that. There's just a rabid desire for some of these experiences and some of these high end experiences. One of the evidence of that is, you know, we heard from Delta Airlines just recently on their earnings report say that they expect in 2026 for premium cabins, something like, you know, your first class or business class cabins, to produce more revenue for them than the entire rest of the plane.
So when it comes to disparity of wealth in the nation, is it, and I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing, I'm just saying it is a thing, has it ever been as disparate as it is now?
Differences
between the haves
exactly
and the have-nots.
You know, the difference between the haves and the have-nots, I don't think I have firm numbers on, you know, exactly how wide it is today relative to how wide it was 25 years ago or 100 years ago, but it's wide. You know, this is referred to as the K-shaped economy, where, you know, the people in the upper echelon are seeing great returns from the stock market. They also own the most. They're seeing great returns from wage growth or, you know, their own salary, whereas the rest on the bottom, they simply are not.
And what about, is there any way to track who gets from the bottom of the K to the top of the K?
Harder to say. You know, I think if you look at, you know, intermobility, that's going to be hard to predict. I don't have a lot of good data on that one, but we do know that, you know, wage growth for the bottom half of wage earners is not rising as fast as it was a few years ago, while it's now rising at a slightly higher rate for those at the top.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate the information and the wide-ranging conversation. Stephen Gates, Bankrate Financial Analyst. We'll talk about shrimp and finding out what's real Louisiana shrimp and what isn't when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.